the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Hi, good evening. This is the Prime Evening News for today, Wednesday, March 27, 2019. I'm your presenter, Hassan Robinson. In the headlines, UWP blames the DLP administration for failing to meet the national requirements to be deemed as a safe tax jurisdiction. And the governor of the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank, Timothy Antwine, is pushing for the use of innovation and technology to stimulate the economy within the region. And Theresa May has ruled out a third Commons vote on her Brexit deal. The news is brought to you for the very kind the compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited. The details of these stories and more are coming up next.
It's the Red Dot clearance sale only at Quartz, and products are priced to go. Shop and save up to 60% off a wide range of items across the store. Come into Quartz today and save big on items with a Red Dot. Up to 60% off. The Red Dot clearance sale is on only at Quartz. Quartz, bringing value home.
Short on cash and need cash now? Then Quartz Ready Cash interest-free payday loan is here for you. Get up to $500 in cash today. Come in today for our hassle-free service. No interest, quick approval, and easy payment terms. Get the cash you need when you need it with a Quartz Ready Cash payday loan today. Visit our nearest branch for your interest-free payday loan now. Quartz Ready Cash, ready when you are.
And we're back. No number of bribes will change the minds of the people of a cottage, says Marcus Romain, who is the Cottage Village representative of the UWP Team Dominica, as Romain was speaking in response to a question posed to him in regards to his confidence in the next elections, which implied that money wins votes in this country. In his response to this, Romain says that after 19 years of not receiving anything, whatever you get, take it, because it is owed to you, and that these bribes won't have any effect on the outcome.
You know, when I meet the young guys, I say to them, don't take me wrong, nothing have been done for 19 years. Anything that is given to you, it's a payback. Because nothing have been done for you. Nothing have been done to make your life better. So if this guy come and say, hey, you know what, here is $5,000, you take it because you deserve it. You know, because you have not been given any opportunity. So there is nothing that this guy can give you, Reggie, can give to the young people of Cottage that will influence them to support him, or to the, you know, to the elderly, to the grown people.
Mr. Romain says that the people of a cottage are not easily bought, and that one must prove themselves worthy for their vote. He says that it's been years since someone has proven himself to be a viable competition, but this is about to change now that he's in the race. Sir.
So, Cottage constituency is not a jardin patate for Labour. Labour had to fight to get Cottage constituency to side them. Because Alan Carbon won the Cottage constituency for 15 years and was unbeatable. And you know, the kind of attitude and the kind of personality that Alan Carbon had is exactly what I am bringing to the table. Because this man was a man who loved his people. This man was a man who showed, you know, respect to his people, helped them in every way that he can. With the little that was given to him, he helped the people and support them. And that is what the Cottage people are looking for. So when Reggie Ostry became the parliament, for the past 17, 18, 19 years, there have been no viable competition. You know, you have not had really a strong candidate, you know, that have had the youth on their side. And we had Mr. Burton, who was, you know, a wonderful candidate last election. He tried his best, but you see, you know, he did a wonderful job. But you see, the connection with the youth and the understanding is what you have to have, you know, to because the youth know that I am in the struggles with them.
And that was Marcus Romain, a Cottage Village representative of the UWP Team of Dominica. And the president of the Dominica Evangelical Churches Association, or DAEC, Randy Rodney, says that these Caribbean governments aren't genuinely interested in the perpetuality of Aliyah's operation, but rather they are concentrated on their own pockets. Pastor Rodney was speaking on the regular weekly program Kingdom Connection, where he says that every place where the airplane lands, you pay the government taxes on those tickets. He says that with this understanding, one can see why the governments would be so interested in maintaining Liat's operation, because it's money in their pockets. Rodney also juxtaposed these statements with gas tariffs profits being made here in Dominica.
I wondered why the governments were pumping money into Liat and they want us to travel Liat. And then I realized that Liat is also the government's cash cow. So that whereas you could buy a ticket to go to Barbados for 200 something US, you pay 400 plus US for it, depending on when, because every place where the airplane land, you're paying the government taxes on that ticket. Yeah, go check it out. So the government themselves making money on the ticket. So once you travel here, it's money in their pocket. So you understand why now they have to take anything Liat dishes out, Liat have to make whatever money they want, and because government is making money out of every ticket, just like the gas tariffs in Dominica. The people who sell gas don't make much money. The cost of the gas and the duties on the gas are almost the same. So government have to stand by Liat for that purpose. So I want to correct that Liat has to go to the governments because the government's making money out of the ticket, all of them, including ours. So that's why they are acquiescing with a badly managed organization because they are milking the cow.
And that was the president of the Dominica Evangelical Churches Association, Pastor Randy Rodney. And the president of the Dominica Nurses Association, Rosie Felix, is encouraging the Ministry of Health to immediately adopt the principles for healthcare services as stipulated by the World Health Organization and also the World Medical Association and the International Council of Nurses. Felix listed some of the principles to QFM recently, emphasizing the importance of proper work environment for all healthcare workers in the country.
We want positive healthcare environment. The International Council of Nurses and the World Medical Association, in addition to other international health organizations, developed a document and a concept, positive healthcare environment, and WHO endorsed that. What do we mean by that? Safe staffing levels, quality assurance, fair treatment, equal opportunity, occupational health and safety, employee satisfaction, and the list goes on. Can you imagine for a health sector, the way health workers, in fact, are treated? The environment is just not safe. That's why our nurses are living, and sadly, the doctors, the young doctors, are living just as much. Our professionals are living. When the new hospital will be opened, we will have a problem. We'll have a big problem. I'm happy the minister brought in some foreign nurses to address the problem, but guess what? Our nurses are being stretched further because they have to be assisted in this Cuban nurses with their English. Some of them are speaking English. Some know a little more than others. But everywhere they are, they have to be assisted.
And that was the president of the Dominica Nurses Association, Mr. Rosie Felix. And the leader of the United Workers Party, Lennox Linton, has held the DLP administration responsible for failing to meet the national requirements to be deemed as a safer tax jurisdiction within the international community. And Dominica, well, recently was placed on the EU's blacklist as a non-compliant tax jurisdiction as well.
And you cannot be a rogue state in the international community, hounding your nationals for taxes in Dominica, going into their accounts and garnishing their money, using the law to do that, but at the same time, facilitating people elsewhere to park their taxes, their monies from tax evasion in their countries here in your jurisdiction. That's what the blacklist of the EU is all about, you know. It's about tax abuse and harmful tax havens that the EU believes are hurting their chances of maximizing the tax revenues from their citizens for the benefit of the people in their country. We in Dominica want to maximize our tax revenues. The government wants every cent that it can pick up. And there are those of us who are being persecuted and hounded for taxes that we do not owe. Debts are created in our name out of pure political spite and malice. And then they go into accounts and garnish it, or they huff our salaries significant amounts of them over the years, right? But they want, when they do that in Dominica, they want to be facilitating citizens of other countries to move their tax dollars from those jurisdictions and park them in offshore accounts and so on that Dominica did.
And that was the leader of the United Workers Party. Meantime, the deputy leader and MP for the Roseau South constituency, attorney at law Joshua Francis, says that the United Workers Party has a vision of a progress for the country of Dominica. Francis says that the country has not been able to grow the economy over 2% over the past 18 years. And he also says that for true progress to happen here in Dominica, we need to see health, agriculture, as well as tourism and job creation.
So we have this vision. And I'm convinced that Dominicans understand that for Dominica to progress, we must invest more in health, we have to invest more in tourism, in agriculture, we have to create jobs, Matt, we have to grow the economy. It cannot be right that over the past 19 years, we have seen our sister countries grow and going forward. And we are basically in a state of stagnancy. We have not been able to grow the economy beyond 2% over the past 19 years. And for Dominica to realize true prosperity, we have to grow the economy by at least 6%. And this government has not been able to do it. The government is tired, it's exhausted, it's depleted of ideas. And the United Workers Party, Team Dominica, is poised to make things happen for Dominica.
Francis says that the United Workers Party is also dedicated to improving the lives of the people and that there is a vision to improve the unemployment situation here in Dominica.
In my constituency, as you are aware, Hurricane Maria gave a severe blow to the productive sector. Kobuli, of course, you know, you are aware what happened to Kobuli Factory. Kobuli Factory was an employer of people all over Dominica, but more so people within the Roseau South constituency. We had Bello. Bello has shut down. Of course, Bello had its issues. But I'm just making the point that those were employers. We have Kobuli, we have Bello. Of course, Cicero Hotel has had its issues for a number of years right now. You have Anchorage. You know, all these businesses are part of the productive sector in the Roseau South constituency. And the shutdown of those companies would mean unemployment. That's a big issue for me, of course. This is a big issue for Dominica, the employment situation. And that's one of the key areas that the United Workers Party wishes to address. Of course, in Team Dominica, we are referred to as the Job Creation Party because we understand to improve the quality of life of people, we have to grow the economy, we have to create job opportunities, we have to create the enabling environment for the private sector to expand.
And that was the deputy leader of the United Workers Party and MP for the Roseau South constituency, attorney at law Joshua Francis. And the governor of the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank, Timothy Antoine, is pushing for the use of innovation and technology to stimulate the economy within the region. He's calling on financial regulators to take a collaborative approach and to put regulations in place for better use of financial technologies urgently.
It's impossible to talk about growth and transformation without talking about technology and embracing of technology. And again, fintech is really the intersection between the financial system and technology. Is the region ready? Not quite, not like Singapore, which is deemed the most future-ready country in the world. But I think we are further ahead than we think because when you look at our mobile penetration rates, they are in excess of 100%, 130 in some countries, 150%. What does that mean? That the ubiquitous smartphone provides a real opportunity for this region to actually leverage fintech, leverage technology to help with transformation. And I keep making the point, I mean, we spend the foreign exchange on the smartphone, we may as well do something smart with it and earn some foreign exchange. And I think we can do that. So as we talk about, you know, mobile wallets and digital currencies and payment systems and so on, the smartphone actually positions us.
And that was the governor of the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank, Timothy Antoine. And Theresa May has ruled out a third Commons vote on her Brexit deal on Tuesday, as she tells MPs that there is not enough support in Parliament at the moment for another meaningful vote. The UK has an extension to the 11 p.m. on the 12th of April, she says, in the event that no deal is agreed by Parliament. Any further extension and the UK will need to take part in elections for the European Parliament.
Mr. Speaker, I continue to believe that the right path forward is for the United Kingdom to leave the EU as soon as possible with a deal now on the 22nd of May. But it is with great regret that I have had to conclude that as things stand, there is still not sufficient support in the House to bring back the deal for a third meaningful vote. I continue to have discussions with colleagues across the House to build support so that we can bring the vote forward this week and guarantee Brexit. If we cannot, the government made a commitment that we would work across the House to find a majority on a way forward. The amendment in the name of my right honourable friend, the member for West Dorset, seeks to provide for this process by taking control of the order paper. I continue to believe doing so would be an unwelcome precedent to set, which would overturn the balance of our democratic institutions. So the government will oppose this amendment this evening, but in order to fulfil our commitments to this House, would seek to provide government time in order for this process to proceed.
And that's the Prime Evening News. Here's a recap of our headlines. UWP blames the DLP administration for failing to meet the national requirements to be deemed as a safer tax jurisdiction. Governor of the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank, Timothy Antoine, is pushing for the use of innovation and technology to stimulate the economy within the region. And Theresa May has ruled out a third Commons vote for her Brexit deal. The news is brought to you for the very kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited. And I've been your presenter, Hassan Robinson.
Our news, as it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens.